Merry Christmas, everybody. Really good to you all, and hope you have a wonderful, blessed day with your families. It's what a wonderful day. Remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His amazing grace, His love, the hope and strength that's found in Christ. What a day of celebration. So welcome to you all, especially those who've traveled down from inland holidays. A very warm welcome to you. May it be a blessed day to remember and celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, if you've got a Bible, let's turn to the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2. There's some things in life that you can hear over and over again and they never get old. And the Christmas story is one of those things. That moment in history where God did the unthinkable, where God became a man. He entered into human history as a little baby boy, the son of ordinary parents, Joseph. No matter how many times you've read this story or heard this story, there's something new, there's something beautiful every single time. So to make it special this morning, I've got special ladies, one very young and one middle-aged, both from my family, to come and read the scriptures to us. And so Gemma's going to take it away from Mom and just sit back and listen to the wonder of the Christmas message.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will have a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Thank you, ladies. What a do spend my life with those two precious people. They are my greatest presents. Well, just a few thoughts to share with you this morning. It's not going to be long, being Christmas Day, but it's going to be, I hope, really interesting, challenging. The first thing we see in that text is that the shepherds, as Ross reminded us of on Sunday, first people to hear the news about the birth of Jesus. Now, if you know anything about shepherds in those days, you will know that shepherds were not very highly esteemed in society. They were often rejects and outcasts. They were no peoples with no fixed address and a reputation for being slightly dishonest. And so true to form, who are the people that God chooses to reveal the birth of Jesus to? He goes not to the high flyers of society, the kings and rulers. He goes to the shepherds. And this is just God's way over and over again in the Bible. He gives to those the world considers important. He finds those the world has rejected and overlooked. And He just extends love and grace and hope to them. And folk, I want to say to you this morning, that's great news for all of us. No matter who you are this morning, no matter where you may be from, no matter what you may have done, no matter what the world may consider your pedigree to be, I want you to know this morning, God absolutely loves you. And in Jesus, He extends great friendship and love to you. Not one of you is forgotten about or overlooked or unimportant. Each person here this morning, boys, girls, moms, dads, grannies and grandpas, you're absolutely passionately loved, God of the universe. And in Jesus Christ, He extends a hand of friendship and grace and love. Many years ago now, we lived, as some of you may know, in the eastern part of Turkey in a very cold place called Erzurum. I looked at the thermometer this morning in Erzurum, and it's minus 15 currently. So while we're enjoying the sun there, it's minus 15 degrees Celsius. Snow and ice is their Christmas. But it's a Muslim province. There are no Christians in that area. And a young boy, maybe, he's probably 10 years old in those days. So a young primary school boy, boys and girls, you'll love this story. His name was Ali. And he used to hang around the Erzurum Castle area. And he was a very poor. You could see very poorly. He had no clothes for the cold weather. And he used to make a living out of eating little packets of tissues. And you could buy a packet of tissues for a few lira, which wasn't much money. And you take that money back and give mom and dad, so, just eke out a living. But just the most wonderful smile and full face. And Ali always made a beeline for me when he saw me. He somehow seemed to love me. And he used to come and offer me, he says, and sometimes a couple of packets, but mostly I put my arm around him and love him and encourage him and say, you know what? God loves you, my boy. You are so full of incredible potential. I can't wait what God your life as you grow older. A couple of years after that, I left the city with Paula back for the birth of our children. And about 10 or 12 years later, went back to the city of Erzurum, wandering around Castle Cyrus around. Who should appear out of nowhere? Ali. But I didn't recognize him. Now he's a young adult. Now he's 22 years old. And he was dressed in a smart suit and a tie. And he said, Mr. Mark, never remember me. And I thought back. I recognized the face somewhere. And he said, I'm young Ali, the one who used to sell the tissues. I said, Ali, but you're looking amazing. What happened to you? He said, Mark, I passed the university exam. I'm now a second-year law student studying to become a lawyer. But he said, I never, ever want you to forget that those years when I was a young, struggling, poor boy, you came and gave me great love and friendship. You made me believe the future could be different because of God. Friends, I want to say to you, freely we've received the love and grace and hope of God. What do? And give it away to others. That's the message of Christmas. We've received freely. We go and we give it away. The second thing we see in verse 9, and this is where you have to use your imagination, boys and girls. Try and use your imagination. In verse 9 it says, behold, an angel of the Lord, imagine that, stood before them and were greatly afraid. Now just try and use your imagination. Imagine you were one of these shepherds. It's pitch dark. You're in the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden, unexpectedly, boys and girls, this massive angelic being appears out of nowhere. The heavens open and the glory of God begins to shine all around you. The Bible says these were afraid. And so would you have been had you been a shepherd in those days. And the first words the angel says to the shepherds are, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. That is a common command in the whole of the Bible. In fact, from Genesis to Revelation, you find that command, do not be afraid, mentioned over 150 times. Do not be afraid, over and over again. And that's because as human beings, we need to hear it over and over again. Because we've got a tendency in our hearts to drift towards a place of fear. Boys and girls, have you been afraid of something over the course of this year? Moms and dads, about you? Sometimes the fear of the future, the fear of the unknown, sometimes fear grips our hearts. And this Christmas, I believe God wants to speak those same words over your life and over your family and over your future again. You're reminded because of Jesus, do not be afraid. I love what Jesus does. Jesus replaces fear with faith. Listen to this. So although we don't know what 2019 holds, and maybe it's a good thing, we don't know what the future holds, but guess what? We know who holds the future. And we know the one who holds the future is good, and he's full. And he can be relied upon. And because Jesus Christ goes ahead of us, all fear is gone. Do not be afraid. Well, it gets better. Because in verse 10, what else does the angel say? The angel says, I bring you good news. Who doesn't love good news? Good news of great joy for all people. How exciting is that? I mean, who doesn't love good news? You read the Daily Dispatch, what do you read? Bad news. You turn on the television, what's on SABC and ETV and CNN? Bad news. There's some bad news, but the Christian message is all about good news. of great joy for all people. It's an amazing story of love and grace. Listen to this. God became a man. Can you imagine Mary looking into that little manger, that crib, surrounded by animals all those years ago? Imagine you were in Mary's shoes as the mother, and in that crib, a little baby was there. In the baby lived the fullness of God Almighty, the one who calls the stars by name, the one who gave life to the universe, the one who holds and sustains the planets and the stars. The fullness of God dwelt in this baby Jesus. This is a miracle. It's called the incarnation. Remember, Jesus wasn't created. He was incarnated because he pre-existed his physical birth. He's eternal God. But in that crib, God did the unthinkable. God became a man. And that man lived amongst men. And he lived the life we could never live. And he died the death we should have died. And then he ascended to heaven. And guess what? That same Jesus is coming back again. And this time he's not coming back as a baby in a manger. He's coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, reign forever and ever and ever. And so for those of us who've placed our hope in Jesus, guess what, friends? And this is good news for those who've had a hard 2018. For those who've lost loved ones, for those who've been diagnosed with cancer, for those who've had a struggle through the course of 2018, this world is not the end. For those who place their hope and faith in Jesus Christ, for you, the best is yet to come. What does that mean? That means beyond this life, an eternity awaits you in the presence of the living, risen Jesus. And that's why Paul says, the hard times of this world that we go through are not even worthy to be compared to the glory which is yet to come. Well, the angel says, good news of great joy will be for all people. I love the words all people because guess that includes Ganubi. God hasn't forgotten about Ganubi. Or even Black Rock. I don't know about Joburg. That's tricky. He doesn't mention Joburg or Bloom. But I'm sure you include it as well. This is good news for all people. It's an amazing thing. And that's why today, listen to this, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus here in Ganubi, we join together, hold on to your seats, with almost 3 billion other human beings from every tribe, every language, every nation, every culture. 3 billion people today, just like you, lifting their hands in worship, loving Jesus as Lord, God, Savior, and King. Jesus is an international, global, cross-cultural Savior. Let's give him a hand this morning. Jesus. Verse 11, the angel gives Jesus 3 specific titles. He says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David, number 1, a Savior, number 2, who is Christ, and number 3, the Lord. Firstly, Savior. What does Savior mean? Savior means deliverer or rescuer. Don't we all love a good movie about a hero like a James Bond, like a George Clooney, ladies, like a Matt Damon? Unfortunately for us guys, we've got none of those kind of people. In the old days, we had MacGyver. We had the A-team. But these guys who pitch up and they saviors, they rescue, they deliver people from bad situations. Guess what? Jesus, by his very name, his name by definition means rescuer, savior. And guess what Jesus does? He rescues people from the great enemies of sin and death. Death is the great enemy. We know it. We do everything in our power to stay alive. We eat healthily. Well, except on Christmas. We exercise. Well, mostly some of us do. We visit doctors. We take medicine. Why? Because we don't want to die. But in the end, the great enemy always wins and we die. But the good news of Christmas is Jesus Christ, the Savior, has come. And he offers eternal life, life beyond the grave, to those who call on his name. He's the Savior. But not only that, he's the Christ. He's the Messiah. Boys and girls, do you know what Messiah, what Christ means? It means anointed one. It means special one, unique one. That means you can search the whole world. You can travel to the North Pole, the South Pole, even Australia, and find anybody remotely like Jesus. He's absolutely unique. He's beautiful. He's magnificent. He's the one and only. There's nobody like him. He's Savior. He's Christ. But listen to this. He is also the Lord. Oh, the Lord. You know what that means? That means Jesus reigns. That means Jesus rules. That means all power and all authority for all time belongs to Jesus. There are other kings in the world, but guess what? He's the King of all kings. There are other lords in the world, but Jesus Christ is the Lord of the lords. He's the greatest. There is nobody like him. He is the Savior. He is the Christ, and he is the Lord. Finally, let's wrap it up with this final verse in verse 15. So how do the shepherds respond to this amazing revelation of the birth of Jesus? When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord is about." So they hurried off, found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. I just love that. They received this revelation about Jesus, and what did they do? They acted on the revelation. They pursued Jesus. They left what they were doing, and they made every possible plan to get to Bethlehem to find the Savior, Christ the King. Friends, may that be your goal this Christmas. Yes, I know the gifts are great. Food's going to be good. But above all, like the shepherds, set your heart, set your affection, direct the course of your life towards knowing Jesus more. Towards knowing Jesus more. May 2019 be a year where you move beyond a casual knowledge of Jesus to an intimate, deep knowledge of the one who loves you. He is the Savior. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. We have in our hands this morning a message of great news, of great joy for all people. Merry Christmas. May the peace of God go with you. And may Jesus truly be the center of what it's all about. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you this morning that we are able to celebrate this incredibly defining moment in history where God became a man. Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. Jesus, thank you that because you live, no matter what our current circumstances may be, we can face tomorrow. Lord, for those who, for whom Christmas is a sad day, for those who've lost love, for those who are discouraged, I pray today for your love and your hope and your grace to fill their hearts. Lord, for the rest of us, may we lift up our eyes and be captivated again by the wonder of Christmas. God, man, Jesus Christ, the hope of the world. And Lord, like the shepherds, may we use today, and may we use every single day going forward to love and pursue Jesus with all of our hearts until we see him one day, face to face, and then forevermore. Thank you, Father. We celebrate the gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Go in peace, dear friends, and may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Christmas day.